Well, Rob, I would say that I would say it was a solemn ceremony, and that most people, from what I could tell, did not even really know that it was going to take place unless they happened to walk by one of the entrances with a sign explaining that there would be a moment of silence at 11:15. But they didn't make any kind of announcement. It sounds like from mall officials that that was for security reasons, but they did try and get to as many people as possible when they walked into the store to let them know that there would be a moment of silence. Basically, what they did was turn the music down in the mall for a minute, and I would say maybe about 15 to 20 people gathered around the memorial at the center of the mall and just kind of stood to themselves, or you know, and sat and reflected quietly to themselves, and that was pretty much it. People were signing some of the memorial books that were placed next to the memorial and throwing flowers into the water. But it was definitely a very nice, reflective time for people to have if they wanted to. And as the mall made clear, it was a voluntary type of thing. And I think that was also part of the reason why they didn't make any kind of special announcement or anything like that.
Did most people stop what they were doing?
I would say for the people who were gathered at the memorial, we were standing very close to the water there, and there were people I noticed who, you know, were standing or were walking toward the memorial, maybe didn't know that the moment of silence was getting ready to take place, and they stopped and you know, reflected quietly to themselves for a minute, and, you know, other people were taking pictures and, like I said, lining up to throw flowers into the water, but that was the gist of it, and, you know, I would say that the mall is not packed. I shop at Columbia Mall, and it is before noon, so, you know, usually you get a lot more people with the lunch crowd, but I would say that there is a probably a medium crowd for Saturday early afternoon.
Sure. Go ahead.
And there are a lot of people who gathered at the Zumi store to sign messages of condolences there as well, and just to kind of reflect quietly there. In fact, I would say that there was probably a larger group of people at the Zumi store, from what I could tell, than there were at the center of the mall there.
And the final question I was going to ask you about the Zumi store, from your pictures, I can tell a lot of people, you know, they've boarded it up, but a lot of people have signed that wall, and it's covered
Definitely.
In condolence messages. It's it looks, I mean, from the looks of some of those messages, they're very heartfelt.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, a lot of people, you can tell that some of them are from people who perhaps know the victims, or people who know employees at the store, people who just really wanting to leave personal messages, and others just leaving messages in general about violence and just about how saddened they are, you know, about what happened, and also kind of a sense that it's time to move forward. And I will say, Rob, that I definitely got a sense from being here today that there is a strong sense of community, you know, kind of a feeling that people feel like, you know, this is horrible what happened here, but we've pulled through and we will continue to pull through. And, you know, people just really wanting to make sure that the victims' families knew that they are standing with them, and they are really just so, so sorry about what happened.